Okay, so we saw the end of yesterday's daf and daf to Zayin Amad Beis. Start from there, the very two lines up. Amar Rabba, Amar Bitzlach, Bashmu, Bar Masna. Godel Tamat Tayir, Yoisim, Mikibra, Vaim. Learning Tayir is greater than honoring your parents. Shekol Oisim, Shalim, Shahoy, Yaakov, Beis, Eivor, Loi Nenash. Because all the years that Yaakov Inu was away learning in yeshiva, he did not receive a punishment, the fact that he was not fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibra Ve'im, the Amar Mar. Because the Rebbe said, Lama Nimnu Shneisav Shal Yishmol, why does the Torah have to teach us how old Yishmol was? And that the Pshat is, Kedei Liyachis Behem Shneisav Shal Yaakov, because just the Torah wanted us to figure out how old Yaakovina was. Because the Pasuk says, Ve'ela Shnei Chayi Yishmol Ma'as Shonim Ushloishim Shona B'Sheva Shonim. The Pasuk tells us that Yishmol died when he was 137 years old. Kama Koshish Yishmol Mi Yitzchak, how much older was Yitzchak than Yishmol? Than Yitzchak, Arbeisar Shonin. We know that Yishmol was 14 years older than his brother Yitzchak. Tchsiv, because the pasuk says, "Va'avram ben Shmeinim Shana b'Shei Shanim b'Ledes Hagar es Yishmol Avram." Because we know that Avram Avinu was 86 years old when Yishmol was born. Tchsiv, and we have another pasuk that says, "Va'avram ben Maas Shana b'Yivolid Loi es Yitzchak b'Nai." Another pasuk says that Avram Avinu was 100 years old when he gave birth to Yitzchak. So it comes out that Yishmol was 14 years older than Yitzchak. Fine, so now we know that. Now, Uksiv, the Pasuk says, V'Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana b'Ledes Eisam. We know that Yitzchak Avinu was 60 years old when he gave birth to Yaakov and Esav. So if Yitzchak was 60 years old, so bar kama have Yishmol kedis yalad Yaakov, how old was Yishmol when Yaakov was born? So if we know that Yitzchak was 60 and Yishmol was 14 years older, so it comes out, Bar Shiv and Bar Bo, comes out that Yishmol was 74 years old when Yaakov was born. Kama Paishin Mishnin, so if Yishmol was 74 years old, and we know that he died when he was 137, so how many years did he have left over to live from the time Yaakovin was born? It comes out, Shitin Utlas, it comes out that he had 63 years to live. Utanya, and we learned in Abraisa, Hayakavinu b'shoshes baruch mi'aviv ben shishim u'shalosh shana. We know that Yaakovinu, when he received the brachas, when he stole the brachas from Esav, he received the brachas from Yitzchak, he was 63 years old at that time. Ubay b'perek meis Yishmol, and on that right that time, that's the time when Yishmol died. Dachsiv v'yar Esav kiveirach. When Esav realized that Yaakov received the brachas, so the pasuk continues on and says v'yelok Esav el Yishmol. Esav traveled to Yishmol, v'yikach es machlas bas Yishmol, and he took machlas as a wife. Who machlas was the daughter of Yishmol, who was also the achayis nevoyes, who was also the sister of nevoyes. So the Gemara is bothered by that Mimashma Shenemar Bas Yishmol, once the Torah already tells us that Machlas was the daughter of Yishmol, Eini Yodea Shehi Achais Nevoyes, so for sure she's going to be the sister of Nevoyes, because Nevoyes was the Bechar of Yishmol. So what's the pshat? Melamed Shekitcha Yishmol must be that what happened was is that really Yishmol was Mekadosh his own daughter to marry his own daughter, Umeis, but he then died right then, the Hesi and Nevoyes Acher, and then what happened was is that Nevoyes was the one that married her off. One sec, I'm reading it wrong over here. Shekitcha, Shekitcha, that Yishmol was Mekadish her off to Esav. Right, that's what it was. Thank you. And then Vesia Nevoyes Acheha. And then Nevoyes is the one that married her off. Right, Kedushin is the first stage of marriage, like the Kesef Shtarabiyah. But then the Nesun is actually the complete marriage. So the Gemara says, so we're proving from that, because we see that the reason, the place how we know that Yaakovinu was 63 at the time of when he received the brachas is just by figuring out when Yishmol died, because Yishmol was 74 years old when Yaakovinu was born. We know that Yishmol lived until 137. It comes out that there were 63 years of his life. So now we can figure out how old Yaakovinu was at the time of the brachas. Why? Because at that time is when Yishmol died. So the Chashmin is from 74 to 137 is 63. So now we know that Yaakovinu was 63 years old at the time of the brachas. Says the Gemara, so Shitin Atlas. So it comes out that Yaakov Avinu was 63. But Arbeisa, there's another 14 years, Adam is Yalad Yosef. Another 14 years that Yaakov had to go through till Yosef was actually born, because he had to work 7 years for Leah, then another 7 years for Rachel. So where are we holding now? So 63 plus 14, Hashivin Veshiva. Comes out, we're holding now that Yaakov Avinu was 77 years old. Uksiv. And the Pasuk says, V'Yosef ben Shleishim Shana ba'omdir lefnei Parei. Yosef was 30 years old when he came to stand in front of Paray. So we have 77 plus 30, Hamei Abishava. Comes out now that we know that Yaakovinu was 107 years old when he came to Paray. Now, Shav, there's another 7 years of the Sava, another 7 years of when they had plenty, when there was the plenty, they had a lot of food. The Tarti, the Kafna, another 2 years of hunger. So where are we holding now? So we have 107 plus 9. So what is that? Hameya v'shitzer. So it comes out, now we know that Yaakovina was 116. Uksiv. And the Pasuk says, Vayomer Pari el Yaakov. The Pari said to Yaakov, Kama yimei shnei chayei chayecha. How old are you? Vayomer Yaakov el Pari, yimei shnei mugurai shloishim umas shana. So the Gemara says that he says clearly that he was 130 years old when he came to Pari. The Gemara is bothered by, what do you mean? Based on our cheshbon, was only May of a Shitzer Habe. He was only 116. And yet Yaakovinu tells Pari that he was 130. Says the Gemara, El Shma Mino, Arbas Reishnin, the Habe Bevei Sefer, Loi Choshev Luhu. Must be that he was not counting the 14 years that he was set aside in the Beis Medrash and learning in the Yeshiva of Aver. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Hayakov Beveis Aver, Mutman Arbas Reishano. Says that Yaakov was hidden in Yeshiva for 14 years. Aver Mace, and then Aver passed away. Only after Yaakovinu left, and he headed towards Aram Naraim, that's when Aver passed away. Yotz Misham Ubalei L'Aram Naraim, Nimsa Kishamad Al-Be'er, comes out when Yaakovin was standing by the Be'er and trying to find, and when he met up with Rachel, that what he was, Ben Shivim B'Sheva Shana. Comes out that he was 77 years old. And says, how do we know that Yaakovinu did not receive any punishment over the fact that he was learning in yeshiva? The Tanya, because we learned from the Braisa, Nimsa, Yosef, Shapir, Shmi, Aviv, Esther, Mishtaim, Shana, Yosef was away from his father 22 years. Kishem, Shapir, Yaakovinu, Aviv, the same way Yaakov was away from his father for 22 years. And the Gemara is bothered by, what do you mean? The Yaakov plus and Veshita having. We know that Yaakov was away for 36 years. How come we're saying that Yaakov only received a punishment for 22 years? Ella Arbeisar, the Havavase Aver, Lechashav, who must be the Pshat is, because the 14 years that he was in the Yeshiva of Beis Aver, that was not counted and he did not receive a punishment. Perfect, the Gemara, Saif, the Beis Lovin, Esrin Shnin Havin. You're telling me that he received a punishment for 22 years, but what do you mean? If you look through the Psukim, we see that he was only in the house of Lovin for 20 years.
His mother sent him away. She told him to go there. He was kind. He would aim
right,
to go.
Right. So this is, you see, Maida Kazakh, but Lamaisa, he did not have the Kibbut Aveim. He wasn't able to fulfill Kibbut Aveim. He wasn't doing Kibbut Aveim. He wasn't on a day-to-day basis of taking care of his parents. Didn't have that. So even though his mother wanted him to go, but still, as they state on Gemara. Oh, says the Gemara, so why are you telling me there's a chesh that he received a punishment for 22 years? It was only 20 years. 20 years, says the Gemara. El mishum deshtay b'urcha tartan shnin, because it took him 2 years that he was traveling. The Tani we learned in the Bible, so yotzam Aram Naraim ubalei l'sukos. He traveled from Aram Naraim and he came to the city of Sukos, v'asa sham shmein eser chodesh, and he spent there 18 months. Shanem, like the Pasuk says, v'yakev nasa sukosa, Yaakov traveled to the city of Sukos, v'even le'bayis, and he made a house for himself to live in, and for his cattle he made a hut. And in the city of Basel, Asa Shisha Chadashim Vehikriv Zavachim. And in Basel he spent another 6 months, so that's why it comes out a total of 24 months, which is 2 years. So that's the Cheshbon. The Cheshbon is that he was away for 22 years. He was really away for 36 years, but he only received the punishment for 22. Must be because of 14 years from 22 to 36. That there was no punishment because he was sitting and learning in yeshiva and Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Mikibbut Aveim. So there's no malkum to receive any punishment for being away in yeshiva.
As any child moves away from home where they can't be mishamosh their parents, and they're not doing it for the purpose of limud haTorah, then it sounds like they're going to pay the price.
Sounds like it sounds like that they'll be lacking in that kibud avim. Yeah, that's definitely what it sounds like. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
That's not brought down. I don't think it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that you can't move away from your parents when you're older.
Right, maybe, but it just means that you're not fulfilling. I don't know if it's not sure if it's a bittul of kibud avim.
But if there's an onish,
he's saying that Yaakov Avinu received the onish. Okay, I hear the shayla.
Because you want to avoid the onish, better to do nothing.
Right,
here,
right.
So you're moving away. You say, maybe that's
not right, I hear. Okay, I have to take a look into that. I hear the shayla. Anisha Meir, I hear what you're asking. Let's quickly hear it. About Abaya, maybe?
It was Abaya that he would have said, you're Lashrecha, that you have no parents.
Because he didn't have to get involved in Kibbutz Avim. Uh-huh.
Right, they praised him. I mean, they said, you're a lucky guy.
Right, I hear.
You don't have to deal with that.
I hear. Ani Shameh. Okay, well, I hear the horror. See if I find anything, I'll let you know. Hadron Aloch Megillah Nikras. Okay, Zuk the next Mishnah, next parak. Hakaris Megillah Mafreyas. Somebody reads the Megillah backwards, La Yotza. Then he did not fulfill his commandment. He has to read it straight from the beginning and read every pasuk in the correct order. Kar Al Peh, if he leaned it Bal Peh without looking inside. Or Kar Targum, if he just leaned Targum. If he leaned the translation, the Aramaic translation, or B'chaloshan, or if he leaned in any single language. Lo yotza, the halacha is he did not fulfill his commandment. Abel kari noisa lo azois belas. The halacha is that even though we just said that you did not fulfill your commandment, but that's only if you do not understand the other language. For example, if you somebody who only understands English, you learned it in French. So then you don't understand French, then you do not fulfill your commandment of learning Megillah. But if you learn Megillah in French for somebody who knows French, so that halacha is that you did fulfill your commandment. But somebody who only, let's say, speaks French, he heard in Lashon HaKodesh, the halacha is yotza, even if he did not understand, because that's the holistic thing to be yotza from. Kriya Sirugin, if you read it in, if you read it, let's say, read one pasuk, then you took a, you stopped in the middle, you took a break, then you learned another pasuk, or Mistamdim, if you fell asleep in the middle, Yotza, the halacha is, you fulfilled your commandment of Kriyas Megillah. Haikaisa V'darsha, somebody was writing the Megillah, if he was darshan the Megillah, or Magia, or if he was fixing the Megillah, Imkivan Liba Yotza, if as he was writing it or saying a drasha, he had intention, he wanted to be Yotza the commandment, Allah is, he fulfilled the commandment, Vimlav La Yotza. Hoysak Suva Besam, if it was written in Sam, Sam is the type of, how do they translate it? It's like a goldish type of ink. How do they translate it? Sam? Okay. Sikra, okay. Sikra is a red type of ink. Kumis is a like from sap. They wrote from the sap of a tree. Obekankantim is a type of black like that's used to polish the shoes on a yar. Or if they wrote it on the paper, which is a paper which is made from grass. While a diftira, if they wrote it on a cloth which is not fully worked out properly, it didn't weren't ma'abed it properly. Or then the halacha is lo yotza ad shdei ksuva ashuras al sefer b'diyot. The halacha is only going to fulfill your commandment if it's written in Lashon HaKodesh al sefer on the correct cloth, the kosher cloth b'diyot, and the regular kosher black ink, the ones that we use for the sefer Torah. How do we know that the din is if you wrote it, if you read it, lemafrei, if you read it backwards, that you're not yotza? Amar Rav Adama Krakas. The pasuk says kichsavam b'chizmanam, that the halacha is that the Yom Tov of Purim is supposed to be done kichsavam the way it's written b'chizmanam and based on the appropriate time. Mazmanam lemafrei loy. The same way you can't do the timing retroactively. You have to do in the correct timing. So too, when you write the Megillah, it cannot be written and incorrectly. It has to be written straight from beginning, and that's the way you have to lay in the Megillah. But Frakti Gemara, that pasuk is not talking about laying the Megillah. That's talking about fulfilling the mitzvahs of Purim. Midi kriya ksiva hacha. Does that pasuk speak about laying the Megillah? Asiya ksiva. That pasuk is referring to the mitzvahs that you have to do. The ksiva, like the pasuk says, liyos oisim es shnei hayomim. The pasuk says clearly about the asiya, about the doing the mitzvahs, the matanis of yainim, b'shalach manas, all those things. Ela mihach, must we have another pasuk? The ksiv, because the pasuk says, v'ayamim eilu niskarim v'nasim. The pasuk says clearly that the days of Purim are going to be remembered and they're going to be done. People are going to do the mitzvahs. Iskish zechira l'asi. We have a hekish remembering, laying the Megillah to the asiya, to doing the mitzvahs of Purim. Ma asiya l'mafrei eloi. The same when it comes to doing the mitzvahs. For example, if somebody has Purim on the 15th day of Adar, somebody who lives in Yerushalayim, if they want to do it on the 14th day, they want to give Mashiach Manas on the 14th day, they did not fulfill the commandment. Av zechira l'mafrei eloi. So too, if somebody's going to read the Megillah in the incorrect way, he's not going to be Yitzah. Tana. We learned in the Barai Silchem Bahalo. This halacha applies also to Halo, that it has to be done straight. You have to start from the beginning and continue straight. Vachem the Kriyashma. Uba Tvila. Also when it comes to Kriyashma and also by Tvila, it has to be done in the correct order. Halal Minolan. How do we know that Halo has to be done in correct order? Rabbi Omer Dechsib, because the Pasuk says, Mimizach Shemesh Ad Mavoyah. We're going to say today Halo, and we say right in the beginning, from the time, from the way the sun comes from the east until it goes and sets in the west. So the same way that the sun goes from east to west and it has that correct order, never changes, so to Halal has to be in the order of Mizach HaShemesh Ad Mavoy, has to be in the correct order. Rabbi Yosef says, Zeh HaYoyim Osa Hashem. When we say Halal, we say the Pasuk Zeh HaYoyim, this is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Negila Nismuch Havoy. In the same way the daytime everything goes normally, there's no changes in the day, so too Halal has to be in the order of the way it was actually established. Rabbi Avia says, Yehi Shem Hashem Avayrach. The Pasuk says that Hashem's name should be gebenched, and we understand from there that from the fact that Rashi explains, Kehaviyasa Yehei Hilul Hashem Rebukhasa Kesidrei. Do we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the correct order? Yehi Shem Hashem Avayrach, that the same Hashem's name is the way it is, and it stays that way, so too the way we praise Hashem is supposed to stay in the correct order. Zakti Gemara, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Vitema, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Omer Mehalka, there's another pasuk. It says, Me'ata Ve'ad Olam, and the same way that the world, the way the world goes is that whatever happened present is before what happened later, right? We have order. We pass present and future. So too, the way we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the correct order. Zakti Gemar Vayit, the Kriyishma, how do we know the Kriyishma has to be done in the correct order? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, Kriyishma Kirsava Dibre Rebbe. The halacha is that you have to say Kriyishma in Lashon HaKadosh. That's the Shita of Rebbe. Kirsava, the way it's written. The Chacham say B'chal Lashon, you could say Kriyishma in any language that you want. My time of the Rebbe, why does Rebbe say that you have to say Kriyishma only in Lashon HaKadosh? Because Omer Karkas, the Pasuk says, V'hoyu, and the Drasha is, Bav Yasin Yehu, V'hoyu Advar Me'ela, that these words should be, right, it should be in that way, in the way that they're actually written, and they're written in Lashon HaKadosh. Rabbanon, my time, why did Rabban say that you could say Kriyishma in any single language? Because Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says Shema. We start off saying Shema with the word Shema. B'chol Lashon Shata Shemei. He understands that the fact that it says Shema in any language that you could listen, that you could hear, that you could understand, the halacha is you're allowed to say in that. That's the Shita of the Rabbanon. The Rebbe, in fact, the Gemara, Nami Haksiv Shema. What does Rebbe do with the fact that it says Shema? Shema should be telling us you could say it in any single language. Zakti Gemara, Rebbe says back, the fact that it says Shema, that teaches me, Hashma loznecha masha atamaitza beficha. There's a loch when you say Kriyishma, you're supposed to be able to hear the words that you're saying, not just supposed to mouth it, that you can't hear it, has to be that you're able to hear it.
We darshan, you have to say Shema in order?
So according, Rebbe says, Vahayu tells me it has to be in the correct order. And the word Shema, according to Rebbe, tells me that you have to be able to hear what you said. But the Rabbanon say, but the correct order? Oh, that's what you're saying. Let's get there. We're going to get there. Rabbanon Sabri, Rabbanon say, Kimanda Omer, Hakar Shema, B'lei Shmi La'ozna Yatza. The Rabbanon hold that we're not going to learn that the word Shema is teaching me that you have to hear it, because they hold like the Shita, so you don't have to hear it. So therefore, the word Shema is available. What's it available for? It tells me that you could say it in any single language. Darbonet say you could say in any single language. What do you mean? It says v'hayu. V'hayu is mashma that it has to be in the correct form, the way it's written. It says Gemara, humi bayalei shlo yikra l'mafreya. The word v'hayu tells me that you can't say Kriyishma backwards. So Enechanam, you could say in any single language so long as you're translating it in the correct order, the way we have it. Shema Yisrael, then v'hafta, then that will be okay.
Sorry, you have Tzitzis first, then you have Ayim Shema, then Parsha Shema. Next week's Parsha is the middle Parsha of Shema, right? And then the week after is the first Parsha of Shema. Let 5-6 weeks.
Right, but so I guess that's in the parashas itself, but in the psukim, when you're reading out the pasuk va'afta Hashem lekecha, that has to be the first pasuk, and then v'hayu advarim the second pasuk has to go in that order. You can't do it vice versa. That's shalo yikra l'mafreya. But I guess in the parashas itself, that's not a problem. The Rebbe, so says Gemara, the Rebbe shalo yikra l'mafreya minoli. How does Rebbe know that you can't read it backwards? Says the Gemara, midvarim hadvarim. The pasuk says v'hayu hadvarim, and the pasuk could have just said v'hayu devarim. These words should be like that. The fact that it says hadvarim, that extra hey, is teaching me that you can't read Kriyishma backwards. In fact, the Gemara and Zakti Gemara, what's found there? Rabbanon, devarim hadvarim lo mashmalu. The Rabbanon don't make a drasha from the fact you have that extra hey. Zakti Gemara, lema kasava Rebbe kol ater kula b'chol losha nemer. It seems to be that from Rebbe would be implying to us, when it comes to anywhere else, when you have to lane Kriya Satayra, you could lane it in any language that you want. The Esau Kadaita, Bulashna Kaidish Nemra, because if you tell me any other time you lane from the Tayr, it has to be in Lashna Kaidish. So Lama Li Lamikta Vahayu. So then why would the Tayr have to specify when it comes to Kriyashma Vahayu that it has to be only Lashna Kaidish? If it always has to be in Lashna Kaidish, must be everywhere else you could translate it to any language you want. And there's a special halach when it comes to Kriyashma that you should make sure that it's done in Lashna Kaidish. Says Gemara, no, there's no proof. It's Salka Daitach. You would have thought that when it comes to Kriyishma, you're allowed to do it in any language because the Torah says Shema. Kirabanon, the same way the Rabbanon have a drasha from the word Shema that you could say in any single language. So you would think that when it comes to Shema, you could say in any single language. So the Gemara is saying is that perhaps, really, when it comes to Kol Torah Kula, anytime you're laying, maybe you would need to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. But Rebbe still needs another pasuk when it comes to Kriyishma to tell me that it also has to be done in Lashon HaKodesh, because you would think that the word Shema teaches me that it doesn't have to be in Lashon HaKodesh. Therefore, the Torah specifies one more time, v'hoyu, that even when it comes to Kriyishma, it also needs to be done in Lashon HaKodesh. Kasa Rachman v'hoyu, to exclude the Shita the Chacham, that Chacham said that in the fact that it says Shema, it teaches me it could be done b'chol Lashon. Says the Gemara, now we're going to analyze the Shita of the Rabbanon. Lema Kasavi Rabbanon Kol Torah Kula B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemar. It seems to be that the Rabbanon hold that anywhere else we could lane, where you have to say something from the Torah, you could say any single language you want. Because if you hold that when it comes to anywhere else, you're allowed to say in any single language that you want. And why does the Torah have to specify when it comes to Kriyishma Shema that you can lane it in any single language? If that's the halacha everywhere else, so for sure when it comes to Shema, you could also say it in any single language. Must be.
That
was about writing it. Writing a Kashrus Sefer Torah. Here we have a Kashrus Sefer Torah written in Lashon HaKodesh. The question is, when you're laning it, or when you're saying Krishma, what language are you going to be saying it in?
So if you could write it in Yevani, then Smashma, you might be Yotze in Yevani only, but nothing else. Why are we?
There was a sheet like that you're only going to be Yotze in Yevani. There was
Machlokes. Why are we going through this again?
This is about the saying it. For example, when we say Kriyishma, we're going to say Kriyishma today, this morning, right? We're going to say Kriyishma. What language? Can I say it in English? Can I take out the art school and just read English? So that's Machlokes over here. Now, as far as what we saw back then was when you wrote something in the Sefer Torah, what language could you write the Sefer Torah in? Could you write it in any single language or only in Yevani? That was Machlokes back then. So this is just for what we are saying, for us to be Yotze.
Right, in Yevani, and that's already said. Why would we think any other language would work?
So maybe that's a din in the Sefer Torah. What's considered is a din in the Ksiva. The Ksiva has to be considered a Chashav Ksiva. What's called a Chashav Ksiva? That's Machlokes back then, in that daf. But now we're talking about in the Kriya, a Kriya Shema, something that you have to lane. What's called a Kriya? It's only a Kriya Lashon Kodesh, or perhaps any single language that's considered a Kriya. It's a different din, right? There's a different din. One's the din of the Sefer Torah. One is how we proklaim Kriyishma, how we proklaim that Kadosh Baruch Hu, how we makabel malchus shemayim. Oh, let's go right there.
Says
that's what the Gemara says, that they hold like the Maldamar, that you don't have to hear it. That mouthing it would be enough. Yeah. Sakti Gemara. So again, so the Gemara says over here that the Lema Kasavir Bonan Kol Tarakula Belasha Kodesh Nemer. The Isal Kadaita Pachal Oshen Nemer. Because if you tell me that anywhere else you need a lane, you can learn any single language. Lomli Lamechta Shema. So then why would you have to say a special word Shema that it could be done Bachal Oshen? Says the Gemara. No, it's Isal Kadaita Chamina Vahoyu Kirebi. You would think that in fact it says Vahoyu. It would be Mashma to tell me that when it comes to Kishma, it has to be in that language, like the Shita of Rebbe. That therefore the Torah specifies the word Shema, then no, it could be in any single language that you want. So now we just prove that Kriyat Shema cannot be done backwards, because we bring the sheet of the Rabbanan that Bahayu tells me Shlayikr Lamafreya, and Rabbi learned Shlayikr Lamafreya has learned that Bahayu had the volume, there's an extra hey, could have just said the volume, that teaches me that it can't be done backwards. Zaktimar Tvila, how do we know Tvila Minolan? How do we know that Tvila has to be in the correct order? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa. Shimna Pekuli Hister Shmaina Se Brothas Lufnei Rab Gamlil Al Seda Bayavna. Shimna Pekuli was the one that set up the 18 brachas that we say in Shemana Esrei in front of Reb Gamliel in the city of Yavne. And he did it, he made it ala Seder. This is the way, the correct way to say it, the way we have it, Magen Avos. And then we go to Atakibar, that was the order that he set up. Amr B'yechon v'amri lov masisatana, some say they learned in the Braisa. Mei v'esem zakenim, it was 120 zakenim, ubahem, kama neviim. And amongst the 120 zakenim, there were many neviim. Tiknu shmein ase brachas al seder. They were masakin the 18 brachas, they were masakin it in the correct order. And therefore, we have to say it in that order. Tana Rabban, we learned in the Braisa. Nine shayim avis. How do we know that we say avis? The first bracha is Magen Avos. Where do we know? We say that Shenar Mark, as the pasuk says, Havu Lashem Bnei Elam. We should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the Bnei Elam. The Elam, the people that were strong, that's a reference to the Avos, that they were considered strong. How do we know that we say Ata Gibor? Shenar Mark, Havu Lashem Kavoid Ba'oiz. Because we should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu about his honor and his strength. And Gvuris Geshamim, the mentioning of the fact that he provides rain, is a word where we're saying, well, that's how we're honoring him and saying how much strength he has. How do we know that we say Ata Kodesh? Nemar Hobel Hashem Kvod Shemoy Hishapalahem Bahadras Kodesh. Says clearly that you should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the Hadras Kodesh, how Kodesh he is. Umar Lomir Bina Acher Kedusha. Why do we say Ata Chaynin after Kedusha? Shenamar Vikdishu as Kedosh Yaakov Vesalikei Yisrael Yaritzu. The pasuk says that we should be Mekadesh, we should be makdish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'samachlei, and right after that, the pasuk says, v'yaydu tayeh ruach bina, right after that, it says that the people will have knowledge, they'll have bina, so must be that bina comes right after Kedusha. Umaro leimer tshuva achar bina, why do we say hashiveinu right after atachaynen, d'chsiv, b'levavai, yavin, v'shav, v'rafaloi. When a person's heart understands, then he'll do tshuva, and then he'll have refuah. So it says clearly, levavai, yavin, there's bina, which is atachaynen, the person has an intellect, the shav, then right after that, that will cause them to do tshuva. So that's why tshuva goes after bina. In fact, the Gemara, I hachi, lema refua, pasur the tshuva. If you're learning from that posik, the order goes, levava yavin, which is bina, then v'shav, which is tshuva, then v'rafa, which is kam rufa'enu. Yeah, we don't go straight to rufa'enu. No, don't think like that. Because the pasuk says, "V'yoshev el Hashem v'yirachameyu ve'el lekenu kiyar b'lasleich." The pasuk says, "We return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He'll have compassion, He'll have pity on us." And then, because kiyar b'lasleich, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a lot of, He forgives a lot. So therefore, you see the order goes: the first you go hashivenu, then you go to selicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive us. That's how we go from hashivenu to slachlonu. In fact, you more meichos is the samka sahos meichahos. You just brought a pasuk that says that Slachlom should go after Hashivenu, but the first pasuk said that Rufa'enu should go after Hashivenu, because it says Yavin v'shav v'rafaloi. So right after Tshuva comes Rufa'enu. Says the Gemara, no, Kasev Karachinu. We have another pasuk. The pasuk says Haselech l'chol avineichi harayfu l'chol tachluaichi. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives Klal Yisrael, and then HaRoifei L'Kol Tachluaicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does refuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals all the ailments that we have. So you see that first goes Slicha, and then goes Rifa'inu. Says the Gemara, L'memra de Geula, Refuah Basa, Slicha hi, does it mean to say that Re'ena, where we say Re'e, where we mispallow for the Geula, and then Refuah comes after Slicha, Vaksiv, Veshav Verafale? What do you do with the Pasik of Veshav Verafale, which is Mashmin? You go from Tshuva straight to Refuah. Says the Gemara, "Halhu lav refuah de tachluam hi." That's not a refuah of ailments, el refuah de slicha hi. That's a refuah when a Kosh Baruch Hu forgives Klal Yisrael. It's a ruchniyistika healing. So that's the pasuk v'sham v'rafle. You go from tshuva to refuah is a ruchniyistika healing. Umar ro lemer geula b'shvius. So why is it that we say geula the seventh bracha? Amarava mitoch shasidin legal b'shvius because Klal Yisrael is going to have a geula in shmita year. Lafika kavua b'shvius, and therefore we say the bracha of geula in the seventh bracha. But Omar Mar, Beshishis, Kailis, what do you mean that we learned in the Braisa that in the sixth year there's going to be voices about the Geula, and Beshvius, Milchamais, and in the Shemitah year there's going to be wars, and Bemaitzai Shvius, Ben David Ba, and only in the eighth year is Mashiach going to come, and we just said that Mashiach's going to come in Shemitah year. Says the Gemara, Milchamanami, Astalta the Geula hi. When it says that in the seventh year there's going to be a war, that's already the beginning of the Geula, because since through this war there's going to be a Geula, so then therefore we could say that the Geula comes in the seventh year. Umaro Leimer Refua Beshminis. Why do we say Refua as the eighth bracha? Amar Acham Itoch Shnitna Mila Beshminis Shetzich Refua, because Mila was given on the eighth day, and the eighth, and we need the children need to have a Refua. So therefore, Refua is always the eighth one. Lafika Chavua Beshminis. Therefore, it would they're masakin it in as the eighth bracha. Umaro Leimer Brichas Hashanah B'Tshias. Why is Baruch Aleinu the ninth bracha? Amar Lebechsandri Knegan Mafki Sharm. It's coming to exclude the people that hike up the prices. The pasuk says, Shvar Zeroya Rasha, that and the pasuk in Tehillim says that the rishos should be broken, should be destroyed. The David ki amra b'chias amra, and David said that capital, that was the ninth capital. Umar ro leimer kibbutz golius achar birchas hashanim. Why do we say taka right after baruch aleinu? The chsiv atem hari yisrael anfachem titenu upirchem tisayu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu speaking to the mountains of Klal Yisrael that you should give off branches, you give off shade, and you should give off lots of fruit. The ami yisrael ki kervu lovely. And so we see from here that right after the Geula, right after Kikir V'Lava, right after the Geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless Klal Yisrael with everything that they need. Right before, the Gemara over here is saying that... Right. Thank you. Right before. The Gemara is saying over here that we're going to say Kibbutz Golis after Birchas Hashanim, because first HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell the mountains and all the trees to give up the fruits, and then Kikir V'Lava, because it's time for the Geula. The Kibbutz Neskaps Golis Nasa Din Birsham, and once there's a Kibbutz Golis, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do Din Birsham. Shenemar Vashiva Yodei Alayach Be'etzrach Kevar Sigayach Uksiv Vashiva Shevtayach Birshayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the judges back the way it used to be, and they're going to do Din from their Shom. That's how we say afterwards, right after that we go to Hashiva. And then v'kivin shnasa din merasham kulam kalu hapoishim. Then all the rasham are going to be destroyed. V'kailo zaydim imam, and also rasham are going to be included in that shenemar v'shever poishim v'chatov yachdav yichlu. They're all going to be destroyed. V'kivin shakala poishim, and once all the rasham are destroyed, misraim memes karnat tzadikim. Then the karen of the tzadikim, the al tzadikim, they're going to be uplifted. They're going to be exalted. V'chsiv v'kol karnat rasham agadeya terimamna karnat tzadik. V'kailo gerit tzadik im hatzadikim, and also when we speak about the tzaddikim, we should include the geirim, shenemar b'nei seva takim v'daratim teizokin, that we should stand up for the elders, v'samach lev yichiyogar itchem ger. And then, right then it says yichiyogar itchem ger, so when we speak about praising the tzaddikim, we also include the geirit tzaddik.